This is Kaylee Chella reporting with today's top stories. A man clad in black fired a handgun into restaurants and cafes in a lively Toronto neighborhood, killing a 10-year-old girl and an 18-year-old woman and wounding 13 others in an attack that has shaken the confidence of many in the normally safe city. The mass shooting late Sunday in Toronto's Greektown district came just 3 months after a van struck and killed 10 people in an apparent attack directed toward women. Police declined to release the name of the 29-year-old gunman from Toronto who died after an exchange of gunfire with police. Police Chief Mark Saunders said he would not speculate on a motive, but did not rule out terrorism. Mayor John Tory said, quote, "It's almost inconceivable that these things happen. We were so used to living in a city where these things didn't happen, and as we saw them going on in the world around us, we thought they couldn't happen here. This is an attack against innocent families and our entire city." The slain 18-year-old was identified as Reese Fallon, who volunteered for Canada's Liberal Party. Her family said in a statement that they were devastated. An online Facebook profile said she was a student of McMaster University. The 13 wounded ranged in age from 10 to 59 and suffered injuries ranging from serious to minor, Saunders said. He did not name the victims, who included 8 women and girls and 7 men. A video taken by a witness showed a man dressed in black clothes and a black hat walking quickly down a sidewalk and firing 3 shots into at least one shop or restaurant in Toronto's Greektown, a residential area crowded with Greek restaurants and cafes. Witnesses heard many shots and described the suspect walking past restaurants and cafes and patios on both sides of the street and firing into them. Ontario's police watchdog said there was an exchange of gunfire between the assailant and 2 officers on a side street before the gunman was found dead near Danforth Avenue, where the shootings occurred. It was not immediately clear whether he killed himself or was killed by police. It's being reported that President Trump is considering revoking the security clearances of a half dozen former Obama administration officials, a move that critics say would be an unprecedented politicization of the clearance process. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders said Monday that the president is, quote-unquote, exploring the mechanisms to strip clearance from former CIA Director John Brennan, former FBI Director Jim Comey, and former top national security officials James Clapper, Michael Hayden, Susan Rice, and Andrew McCabe. Sanders accused the officials of having, quote, politicized and, in some cases, monetized their public service and security clearances by making baseless accusations of improper contact with Russia or being influenced by Russia. She said, quote, "The fact that people with security clearances are making these baseless charges provides inappropriate legitimacy to accusations with zero evidence." The comments came hours after Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky tweeted that he was planning to raise the issue of revoking Brennan's clearance at a meeting with Trump. Paul tweeted, quote, "Just got out of WH meeting with @RealDonaldTrump. I restated to him what I have said in public. John Brennan and other partisans should have their security clearances revoked. Public officials should not use their security clearances to leverage speaking fees or network talking head fees." Brennan had offered scathing criticism of Trump's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin last Monday, calling their press conference, quote-unquote, nothing short of treasonous. While standing next to Putin, Trump had openly questioned his own intelligence agency's conclusions that Moscow was to blame for the meddling in the 2016 U.S. election and seemed to accept Putin's insistence that Russia's hands were clean. Hayden responded Monday via Twitter to Sanders' comments, saying a revocation wouldn't, quote, have any effect on what I say or write. And Melissa Schwartz, a spokesman for McCabe, tweeted that his security clearance was deactivated when he was terminated in March of 2018, quote, according to what we were told was FBI policy. She wrote, quote, "You would think the White House would check in with the FBI before trying to throw shiny objects to the press corps." Ryan Lochte posted a photo for the world to see, and the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency noticed. It got him suspended again. The longtime U.S. swimming star has been banned from competition until July 2019, which means the 12-time Olympic medalist cannot compete as planned in the national championships that start this week in California. Lochte will also be ineligible for other top meets, including the Pan Pacific Championships later this year and next year's World Championships. Lochte said, quote, "This is devastating." But Lochte didn't take a banned substance. He got an intravenous injection of vitamins in May, and since it exceeded 100 milliliters no matter what was involved, he broke anti-doping rules. The 14-month ban, retroactive to May 24th and announced Monday by USADA, is his second in less than 2 years following his 10-month suspension for his behavior during a drunken incident that created widespread scorn at the 2016 Rio de Janeiro Olympics. Lochte said, quote, "A rule is a rule, and I accept that there is a technical violation. I am hopeful that other athletes will learn from my mistake and be mindful of this rule, as well as others." Lochte said he took the IV because both his wife and his son were ill and had recently visited hospitals, and he didn't want to get sick as well. He said the IV contained B12 and other vitamins that could be purchased at any pharmacy. This has been a report by Kaylee Chella for Anchor. To stay up to date, follow us on Twitter at Anchor, or you can follow me at Kaylee Chella. That's at C-A-I-L-L-E-Y Chella. Chella out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.